Okay, today is Daf Lamed Gimel. We're on Lamed Gimel. We're five lines down. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. You got it? Amar Rav Yehuda, the second one, correct. Second one, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Today's year we'll learn for Refuah Shleimah for Shoshana Basti Bas Rachel Devorah. Today's Daf is, I said this yesterday, there are very few mitzvot, very few. I would say a handful, five maybe, that you could do every single day. You could do every single day of your life. Every single day. Mitzvah that day. You have tzitzis, tzolano, even Talmud Torah I'm not sure about, because I don't know what tzolano is tzitzis about. Even if you learn on tzitzis about, you can kind of, I don't know, I'm not passing that, but you have tzitzis, you have kishma, you have davening, you have mezuzah, what else? Pretty much I think it. You know? Kibbutz Avim, not every day. Benching, not every day. Right? Very, very few. Right? Today is one of the... I mean, you have a lot of mitzvahs that you can do, believe. Like loving Hashem, those types of things. But today, we're going to discuss one of the fundamental issues in Hilchos Mezuzah, which is, where does the mezuzah look? Where is your mezuzah placed on your doorbell? Okay? But that's the second case. The first case is, Amar Huda Shmuel. Mezuzah halach after heker tzir. Mezuzah goes after the pivot. My heker tzir. What does that mean after the pivot? Amar Rav Ada avakta after the socket. What does that mean? Hechidami. What does that mean? Kigon pischa debein trei bate bein bate gabre lebate nashe. What it means is, I don't know if there's a picture there in the article, but it's like this. Let's say you have a house, literally the words mean, kagod, for example, the entranceway of a house for the man and for the women. What does that mean? So imagine it like this. Let's say you have a house, and you have an entrance on this street, and an entrance on this street. Right? And this is for the men, and this is for the women. Now there's no question, this door needs a mezuzah. Right? And this door needs a mezuzah. Why? Because they're both doors. Now in that house, there's a door going from the men to the women. Where do you put the mezuzah on that door? The halacha is you put the mezuzah directly in. Well, where's the directly in? The men go to the women, the women go to the men. Which one is it? It's a fundamental question. The question is, where's the derech yamin? So the Gemara says, wherever the pivot is. Meaning, little Rashi, what? The pivot is a hinge, right. So wherever the hinge is, the mezuzah is on the other side, the opposite door. In other words, that's the way you normally enter. Okay? That's very simple halacha.
Okay. Next. Reish Galusa Bona Besa. The Reish Galusa built a house. Amar Le Rav Nachman. So, Amar Le Rav Nachman, he said to Rav Nachman, Kavali Mezuzah.
Put up the mezuzah for me. Come, put up the mezuzah. Pass, come, you know.
Amar Rav Nachman, Tali Dasha Bresha, first put up the doorpost.
Rashi says,
Tali Dasha Bresha, Hemid Hesefa Bebinyan, Hemid Hesefa Bebinyan Tchila. The Acha put up the Sefa of the house first. The Acha Kach Kavinu Mezuzah. The Gamrinan Mitzitzit. We learn out Mezuzah from Tzitzit. Wild Rashi. The Ksiv Ba Tasev Velomid Ha'asui. Right? You can't put on tzitzis and then you cut four corners. You have to put the four corners, then you can't put a mezuzah off and then make a doorpost around that area. You can't do that. V'ikavina tchila mezuzah b'seifa v'hadar ha'seifa v'binyin ha'vali asehem mezuzah kavua shetar v'lezeh mitzvah.
In other words, what according to Rashi, what Rav Nachman said to the guy was, first put up your frame, and then we'll put up the mezuzah. We can't put up the mezuzah on some hollowed out, whatever, and then after that we're going to build a frame around it. That's a problem. By tzitzis it's a problem, and by mezuzah it's not a problem at all. That tells us, what on earth is Rashi talking about? That's nothing to do with tasev olam and osli. This Gemara is an example of the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara said, we're not sure where the mezuzah, which is the yamin, how do you know? So Rav Nachman told him, finish the house, and then let's see, which entrance do you use? How do you use the door? And then we'll put up the mezuzah. This is an example of the previous Gemara. According to Rashi, it's very difficult. Where does Rashi come from? You hear?
Very difficult. Tosfos is much more simple. No, it's just an example of the previous Gemara. Right? We're not sure where the door should be. So I'm not going to tell them, finish the house, and then we'll take a look. Right? So you need to say that the house has to be built for... No, didn't like that by mezuzah. So, it's another fundamental machloket. In that case, Tosfos seems to maybe make more sense. But Rashi says what he says, and that's the machlokas we've shown him. Next one's the famous one. Okay. And they all ask Rashi, where did Rashi get this from? That the same din applies to sukkah, to mezuzah, like it applies to tzitzis and sukkah? The answer is yes, it's binyan av. Why not? Why should it apply? Okay. Ready? Amar Yehuda Marav. Asa kemin nagar psula. If you make your mezuzah like a nagar, it's possible. What's a nagar? A nagar means a peg. You make your mezuzah like a peg, what does that mean? So Rashi says what that means is as follows. It's so funny how such a fundamental question in how a Jewish home should look is so cryptic. Such a cryptic Gemara here. So Rashi says, and I think that everyone agrees to this, a nagar means you take a drill, you drill a hole into your doorpost, and you stick the mezuzah in the hole. There's a picture of it in Rashi. Right? Rashi says, Shekavua, you establish it. Vitachva, basach, and you rest it in the sach. Kinagar, like a peg. Shetochvin hanigarin bekosel kazeh. Like you drill it into the hole kazeh like this. And there's a picture of a mezuzah in the doorpost.
Yeah. They were all embedded inside the door.
No, nothing wrong with that. The question is, is it recessed in horizontal? Right. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to the horizontal in a minute. But the Pashuk Shad, a nagar means you stick it into the post. Now, does that mean that? That's what it means. Nagar means you drill into the post, into the doorway. Okay? That's possible. Why is that possible? The Rabbi Yonah says that Ein Zed Derech Kavod. Ein Zed Derech Kavod. The Rabbi Yonah says, why is that any more lesser and more covered than anything else? It's Halakha L'Moshe Mitzinai, he says. Halakha L'Moshe Mitzinai, we have no rhyme or reason for us to say what's covered, what's not covered. You'll see in a minute that Tosfos' entire shot is based on Kavod. Okay? We're going to spend a lot of time on that Tosfos. Okay? So what does the Gemara say? Not the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said, a nagar's puzzle. Okay? A nagar's puzzle. Ain't he? Is that true? V'akiyasa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, when Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef went, Amar, he said, Kulu mezuzah debei Rebbe, ki min nagar havi avdim. All the mezuzahs in Rebbe's house were like a nagar. So that's a stira, right? On the one hand, he's telling me nagar is puzzle. On the other hand, that's how Rebbe did his mezuzahs, like a nagar. Now there's a second question, a second memra, which we're going to get to in a minute, which says, Tahi pitzcha the aisle bay Rebbe lebay medrasha, the door to Rebbe's shul, to Rebbe's base medrash, lo havi le mezuzah, didn't have a mezuzah. So we're going to get to that one also. Two issues. Number one, nagar. Number two, the shul. Okay? Lo kasha. Not a kasha. What's not a kasha? Not a kasha about the nagar. Rav said, if you make your mezuzah like a nagar, it's puzzle. Rebbe's mezuzah was like a nagar. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, Davida kisichta. When is it puzzle? When you make it like a sichta. What's a sichta? What does the article call sichta?
An ankle.
When you make it like an ankle, that's puzzle. We'll get to that in a minute. Ha, Davida kasvirta, kastavira. When is it kosher? When you make it like a kasichta is a peg, and a sichta is an ankle. Right. So when you make it like a peg, that's puzzle. When you make it like an ankle, that's kosher. What's an ankle? So Rashi has two pshatim. Ready for this? You have to go to the first wide line. See, so that's virta. see where it says Hasvirta?
Yes.
Hainu Makam Chibur Hashok Baharegel. That's where the Shok and the Regel meet. Umaumarhu Kizeh Kshira. And it's standing up like this. That's kosher. And everybody knows it's Pshita of Rashi. Rashi holds the mezuzah's vertical. Then Rashi gives another shot. Look at the next Rashi. Avida Kizifta. Navisha Umin Kizeh Psula. Like a peg, like the woman, like, I don't know what kizeh means, because I don't know what the picture is. My pictures are... Anyway, Avida, keep reading, Avida kizifta, I'm sorry, Lashon Acher, Asvirta, Ki hechi demakom chibur hashok v'haregel, where the shok and the regel meet, that's called an ankle, where your leg, where your, what's this part of the body, the below the knee, what's that called? The calf? The calf.
The calf of the back.
Okay, so where the knee and the foot, the shin, okay, that's called Haveshok Zakov Milmaila, Faregel Shokhev Kazeh, resting upright. Kach, Hanicha, Lemezuza, Kshera, Hoel, Verosha, Echad Zakov. He's basically saying the same thing. Then he says, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. He's saying the same thing basically. It's another Girsa there in Rashi. I thought I saw another Girsa in Rashi. Okay. Everybody knows the famous sheet of Rashi that the mezuzah is put in the doorpost vertical. The Rashi said, right? He said, Pazet, and drew you a picture of a vertical. The whole discussion that those pictures are really written by Rashi. But when he says Pazet, how could they not be? How could they not be? He says, Pazet, like this. He's not going to draw you a picture, but we all assume, by the way, Tosfos, who is Rashi's grandson, grandchildren, assume that that's what he meant. Look at Tosfos of the second to last Tosfos. Ha Davida Kisifta, Ha Davida Kazirta. Pirish Bekuntris, Rashi explains, the Sifta Psula, what, right? Sifta's Pasul, Shetechuva Besat Kinagar, like you drill it into the mezuzah into the wall of the doorpost, like a peg. She's talking about Kosel. Asvirta makom chibur shok v'haregel v'umar hukshera. It's standing upright as kosher. So says Tosfos, v'hashta, now it's this. Bein mu'umar, bein mushkav, tevayo mikrayin kimin nada. They're both called nada. Right? What is the, right? We had the kasha. We look, again, Rav said a nagar's puzzle. So we're going to say, yeah, but Rebbe held a nagar's mut. But I went to Rebbe's house, and they were all like a nagar. So what is the Gemara answer? Lo kasha. One's like a peg, one's like an ankle. Rashi says what he says. So it says Tosfos, they're both called nagar. Nagar means two things. There's a kosher nagar and a pasul nagar. Right? Nagar means two things. There's kosher and pasul. Right? The hashta, bein mu'umad, bein mushkav, tabayin nikru kamin nagar. Whether it's upright or lying flat, they're both called nagar. Correct? The kashel or bein utam. Ben Sam says, I don't get it. Dimu'umad, if it's upright, lav derech kavod hu. That's not kavod. Ukvuras chamar kari leib amorcha peirot. That's how you bury donkeys. You bury donkeys standing upright. That's not how you put mezuzahs on your door. How could Rashi say that? How could Rashi say that? Not only that, says Tosfos, the Sefer Torah, the Luchos, Sheba Aron, Mushkav, Sefer Torah and Rabbeinu Tam Shul, are lying flat. He proves he's right in a few minutes. And the Luchos and the Aron, he claims, were lying flat. Lying down flat. Not upright. They were lying flat. Mushkav Velom Umar, Kedemash Parakbar Kama Debastra. And he goes on and on and on, proving that he's right. Goes on and on and on. The whole Torah is proving it. And don't ask me a kasha from the Gemara Megillah. Don't ask me a kasha from here. Don't ask me a kasha. I'm right. Pick up. We're going to pick up now about 4 or 5 lines from the bottom toward the end of the line where it says V'tzarech Iyun. V'tzarech Iyun. Okay? You see where it says V'tzarech Iyun? Okay? Now, V'tzarech Iyun. You got it? Which is V'tzarech Iyun. V'tzarech Iyun. You see where it says V'tzarech Iyun. He says, but wait a minute. Now, you can question this diyuk that Tosfos is about to make. However, listen to what he says. B'tarachir. Hadika Amar. Kulu mizos to debay Rebbe. Kiminagar Avdin. But wait a minute. We said that there was an Amora. His name was Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Said every mezuzah in Rebbe's house was shaped like a nagar, which is mashma. Says Tosfos mashma. Aval shar mezuzah de alma lo avida kiminagar. Nobody else in the world had a mezuzah like this. Only Rebbe. Nobody else had mezuzahs shaped like a nagar. Now, Rebbe didn't put mezuzahs up puzzles, right? Rebbe's mezuzahs were kosher. So what's pshat? Well, I saw Rebbe's like a nagar, which means nobody else had it like that. Asks Tosfos. Hilka, so the question is, what did everyone else do? Hilka, therefore, Nira, it appears to me, Bein Lufi Pakuntris, Bein Lufi Rabbeinu Tam, Dika Achasvirta Kishera, when a Achasvirta is kosher, Hainu, Ka'alkaso. That's where it's on a diagonal. Lo Shochav, Lo Zakuf. Not Shochav, not resting down, and not standing straight. Inami or Kimin Nun, like a Nun. The mezuzah was shaped like a Nun. Mechza Shochav, Umechza Zakuf. The Chaim Pirush Rashi, Bekunshis, Belosh and Acher. There's another Girsa of Rashi where he says that it should be shaped like a Nun, if we have like an L. Which nobody would do that. That's such a bizarre. Some say it's a bizarre thing that you can't do that. Aval, that who did that? Who did that? That's what Rebbe did. Rebbe's mezuzahs were like a nagar. Aval shar mezuzah to the alma, but everybody else in the world, lav hafi avdinan, nobody else did that. In other words, Rebbe's were unique. Why were they unique? Because they were like a nagar. Nobody else's were like a nagar. Only Rebbe's were like a nagar. And Rebbe's were like a nagar, a kosher nagar, correct? Rebbe didn't do puzzle mezuzahs. So Rebbe's were like a nagar, nobody else's was. And they were kosher. What they look like? Says Tosfos, they must have been on a slant. Aval lefi Rabbeinu Tam, havi miyushov. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, they were resting horizontally. Ulefi akuntris mu'umud. And according to Rashi, they were resting vertically. Right? You hear what Tosfos is saying? Tosfos is saying that since Rebbe was the only one in the world who did his mezuzahs like this, right? That's a point you can debate. That's Tosfos assume. Everybody's scratching their head. How could Rebbe do this? What did Rebbe do? He did something so unusual. What did he do? Like a nagar. He typed the nagar. He did the puzzle way? No, of course not. Rebbe didn't have puzzle. He did the kosher way. So what did he do different than everyone else in the world? What did he do different? They must have been on a slant, says Tosfos. No one else did it like that. Either you held like Rashi, or you hold like me. Right? Listen to the last line of Tosfos. So, Omer Beir Tam. Say Ulmat. Go look around, and I'll prove you I'm right. Listen to this proof that he's right. Damaisa b'chol yom. Every day. Kishe Sefer Torah Omei Alabima Hakol Omdim. When the Chazim holding the Sefer Torah upright, which is the wrong way to hold it, everybody stands up. But no. Everybody stands up when the Torah is taken out, correct? No. That's what he says. Kishe Torah Omed Alabima. When the Torah, it means it's being taken out. Hakol Omdim. Ukeshachsiver Moshivo. And when the Shechsiver puts it down in the Bima, Hakol Yoshe, everyone sits down. What's the shock? See, I'm right. How's that right? So it's the exact opposite, no? When the Torah is being held, taken out of the Torah, everyone's standing up. And everyone sits down then? No, no one sits down. But when you put the Torah down in the beam, and then everyone sits down. What's Pshat? Torah says, see, I must be right. I thought the only thing I could think of is, when the Torah is being taken out, it's not in its makam of rest. It's not in its makam of where it's supposed to be. Why? Because it's supposed to be lying down. That's how it was in there. Now it's been taken out. It's not at rest. The Olam also can't be at rest. Yeah. But when we put it down in the beam nice and flat, that's where it's supposed to be at rest. Now everyone gets it down. It's complete opposite of how everyone thinks about it. No one thinks about it. Everyone thinks it's the opposite. When it's being taken out, that's the Derech Kavod to stand up. The Torah says he's standing up because it's not Derech Kavod. That's his proof that the way it's supposed to be is flat, like a mezuzah, like the luchos. Supposed, and like filling also like that.
No, you say the opposite.
Does that be why when the iron covers is open, you stand up because it's not?
It's more covered. You stand up when it's more covered.
Exactly. It's supposed to say the exact opposite. I'll prove you're right. Look at this.
Right.
Look at this. Talking about.
Because it's not the way it's supposed to be
in his
shul.
Well, in his shul, they were laying down. In his shul, they were laying down. They were mati say. The Sephardim, laying Torah, standing up too. But they don't put them in the ark laying down. Nobody does that.
I can't buy one second if you tell when.
Now, how do we paskin? Everybody knows the share of the Torah, right? You have a compromise, you put on a slant, compromise both sheets. Now, Tosfos alluded to it already about putting it on a slant. Tosfos seemed to say that you shouldn't do that. Rebbe did that. Now, Rebbe did that, so it can't be wrong because Rebbe did it. Right? It can't be wrong because Rebbe did it. Rebbe wouldn't do something wrong. But Tosfos did say no one else did that. Right? We're not going to say Rebbe did something wrong.
Who grew up basically in his grandfather's house, basically, and he comes in and says,
So we'll get to that in a minute. So in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Pei Tes, Siv Vav, the Mechaber Paskins like Rashi. Parashi. Tzricha Liyot Zikufa. Mezuzah should be upright. Aruch La'orech Mezuzah Zapezah. V'yichaber Sheishma Dan Rasof HaGlil Tarachot. The Shema should be in the outside that we had already. Hagah. V'chein Ovo. That's how you hold. Avol yesh omer shepsula zekufa. It's puzzle if it's upright. Who said that? Puzzle. Ela tzricha liyot shechuva. It has to be resting horizontally. Archa l'rochav mitzvah zapesa. The length of the doorpost. Not to drill a hole and stick it in. That no one holds from. That it's puzzle with everybody. Right? That everyone says. That's a nara. That's puzzle. Puzzle says don't drill a hole and stick it in. Have it the same way you have it upright, have it flat. The hamadaktikim yotzim yidei shnehem. The medaktikim follow both. Umanikin osa bishipua uba alkaso. It's a ramah. And you put it slanted. That way you get both. Get both. According to the grah, so the grah comes along and says, you're not holding like anybody. You're not holding like anybody. You're putting it slanted, you don't hold like anybody. What's the ramah talking about? Take a side. There are very few places in Shas where we do this. Very few places in Halakha where we don't like him, we'll do a third thing which is neither. V'chein roi l'noig, v'chein l'minig v'medinot elu. That's our minig. V'yichavein she'erosh ha'mezuzah t'hayim v'shma l'tzad p'nim. That's important. If you're going to do it slanted, which I say virtually rove klai told, I wanted to ask Yigal, what does Sfarim do? Do they to the Ramah, or do they make it slanted? If you're going to do it, the Shema should be indented inside, not outside. Which I think people try to do. The Shita Achrona, and the bottom line should be tilted outwards. That's how you should have it tilt. But the Shema is inner. The Shema is to the inside of the door. And the Shita Achrona is to the outside of the door. Okay? So, comes along the Gra and says, you're not holding like anybody. Right? You're not holding like anybody. However, the more I thought about it, let's get back to the Tosfos. Tosfos already brought up this thing with the slanted. What did he say? Rebbe must have done it like that. Because Rebbe was unique. Rebbe was unique, right? And since Rebbe was unique, he did it like a slant, says Tosfos. So what's Pshat? Pshat has to be as follows. According to Rashi, you can have your mezuzah look however you want, as long as it's not lying flat. And what if it's on a slant? That's fine. And according to Tosfos, you can have it look however you want, as long as it's not upright. Why? That's how you bury a donkey. What if it's on a slant? Then it would be fine. So if it's on a slant, you really hold it like everybody. That's the conventional answer. Which I think Tosfos does bear that out. When I first got married, I told my wife last night, maybe we should switch. Because when I first got married, the sofa drilled it into me. When I bought my mezuzah, when I first got married, they should be upright. Because the grow held, and that's how I did it. Now, I have a second thought about that.
We better remind us we're the wrong person to talk to. But you know, however, and then the second part, all members of those are strict. Now, I'm holding on to the Mechaber, I'm holding on to Rashi, I have, definitely the minute of Klai, so. I'm sure that the staunch Gronit, and then some Svardin, Gronit hold a habit, and I'm sure that some Svardin do also, because there are much like that, like passing like Rashi, and nobody does like Tosa. That you'll never see. Right, you'll never see that. Have it. So some people have it straight. And by the way, the halach is, and there are the Nasa Kalim continue. Let's say you have a door that's shaped in a funny way where you can't make it on a slant. You can't, there's no room, whatever it is, no room. Everyone holds to do it straight. In other words, the Iker din is that we hold like Rashi. Okay, to try to do the Medaka Kim, we'll do it on a slant. But if you can't do it on a slant, don't do it like Tosa. That's for sure possible. You do it, you don't care if you do it straight. Okay? Now,
if you have two pairs of
films,
you should have to have it on a plan.
So you can't
have it like left. If you have two pairs of
films, we don't have it, no, it's still on a straight, I believe.
Joking. Yeah.
Now, the last thing I can tell you is, and I've asked everybody about this issue, and no one has an answer for me. I was once in Israel, and went on a tour, and we went on homes. We looked at homes that were from the times of the second Beit HaMikdash, and they have indented into the wall horizontally. Not on a slant. It's pre-Rashi. Pre-Tosa. Through the Middle Ages. It's from the times of the second Beit HaMikdash. And the tour guide told me, and I don't want to sound like an apikoros, because I have a paper at home called Minhag Yisrael by Daniel Sperber, Professor Sperber, it's 8 volumes on Minhagim, and he has a whole piece, I meant to look it up last night, I totally forgot. He has a whole piece on mezuzahs, and all the pictures he has in there are all straight, and it's very difficult Hebrew. He writes in such difficult Hebrew, and I think he's discussing the archaeology of proving one or the other. And the tour guide told me at the time that the reason why we do it on a slant, which is against what Ramah says, and it's against Tosfos, but he said, is because it was before Christian times, they would have it straight like Rashi. Rashi is much more pashut that they should be straight. And when the Jews would be thrown out of the homes, the Goyim would convert the mezuzah into a cross. So to prevent them from doing that, they put it on a slant. Interesting theory. Whether it's true, I don't know. It's very interesting. And that's how the minhag developed. Interesting, like I said. It's cool. It's a cool thing to say over at the table.
Have you ever found that?
Huh?
No.
Right. But it is interesting that in Beit HaMikdash time, they found indented into the wall, into the doorpost, vertical thing. I meant vertical. Sorry, vertical. Like Rashi. Conventional. Like Rashi. Vertical. That is interesting. Right, that seems to lend support to Rashi. You have all the shilas about can you use archaeology, the Paskin, not getting into that. It's interesting.
How do you do it horizontally if you don't embed it in?
The same way you have it like now, like today. Mm-hmm. So that there's nothing wrong with embedding it. I think the difference is how deep you embed it.
How would you do it horizontally if you don't embed it?
What do you mean? So the same, get him as a holder.
The holder.
Get him as a holder.
How? How do you turn it?
Turn it aside, make it horizontal. So you make it vertical, make it up.
I need a little wire.
Right, in the Hanami. Okay, that was the least controversial part of today's talk. Now we're going to come to the more controversial part of today's talk, especially in congregation based of Rai Mitzvah, which is about Mrs. on the Shul. Ready? Ready for this? Now, next one. Amy, is that true that in Rebbe's house, the base of Medjid didn't have a mezuzah? How come Rebbe Shul doesn't have a mezuzah? Listen to the Gemara's answer. You go after the Rogel. What's that mean? Says Rashi, you go after the Rogel. This Rashi do not hold by it. Says Rashi. Rogel Havi. Rov ha'chnas l'beis hamedrash ba'osa pesach. Most people use that door. In yesh beis psachem l'chezer echad, if you have two entrances to one door, ba'osa pesach shirogel letes v'lavo yoser, yinech ha'mezuzah. You put the mezuzah on the more common one. That's why in Rebbe's beis hamedrash there wasn't a mezuzah, because that was Rebbe's private entrance. Nobody used that entrance. Only Rebbe used that entrance. That's why there was no mezuzah. But the main entrance, of course there was a mezuzah. That's Rashi's shot. Tosfos says,
No. Tosfos says the entrance of a shul does not need a mezuzah. It doesn't need a mezuzah. That's why there was no mezuzah in Rebbe's shul, because the entrance doesn't need one, right? By Rav Huna, it was the doorway to his house. See, maybe they also weren't there. So of course there was a mezuzah. It was his house, right? That's the difference. Completely different than Rashi. Completely different. According to Rashi, the shul needs a mezuzah. According to Tosfos, it doesn't, right? And the Beis Yosef in Reish Pei Vav, where was that? Reish Pei Vav. It gets extremely complicated because the Machaber is going to hold over here in Reish Pei Vav. Where is it? Reish Pei Vav. Give me a second. I'm at the market. The Machaber is going to hold in Reish Pei Vav that you should put up a mezuzah in a shul and not make a bracha, because we're not sure. You know, a suffix, what's the downside? The downside is the mezuzah. Now, I'm not going to discuss the bigger issue, which, not to get personal over here in this place, what about if it's a room that's not where you're diving? Like upstairs. What's the story over there? There's no mezuzah up there. I spoke about it to Rebbe Rosner, I spoke about it to Rebbe Robad, and I was upset.
And what did they say?
What? Yeah.
Should be one?
Yeah, I think so. I don't want to pass it. I'm not a posik. Here. One second. Beit HaMedrash, Potter, New Mezuzah. The Chavis is the first one. Beit HaMedrash, Potter, New Mezuzah. We don't hold like Rashi. Rashi held his chai. The reason why I was Potter was because, so maybe those doors don't know when those. That's the denial of the youth. That's a different story according to Rashi. But according to Rashi, of course it is. We don't hold like Rashi. We all have Tosfos. Tosfos says no. So it doesn't need at all. Don't make a bracha. So that just doesn't make a bracha. Now, if you don't put one up, that would have a lot. The Machaber says, nah, you don't need one. Is it better? Why not? That's the downside. For $50. That's the downside. Now, the notes of Caitlin go to town. What about the ante room, you know, in the olden days we used to eat, and the side room, and the kiddish room, and the social hall, and the children, the group's rooms, and all these other rooms? Let's start with all that. They're all based on Medrash. I don't know about that. So, that's just a very interesting issue. He has the pictures over here of Edrish Nashim. Well, no, he has a lot of pictures. You know, it goes on and on and on. There's a lot of discussion about it. But that's very, very simple. It's interesting how Rashi and Tosfos saw it so differently. They saw it so differently. It's from Shemayim Barak. Such a different way of looking at it. Very interesting. How could they do that, right? You can sit in the same shir and we're here in the same gemara.
They live in the same house.
The group is his grandchildren.
Right.
The Rashbam said, Rashbam was 15 years old when Rashi died. He writes that. He said, I was 15, my grandfather passed away. They learned together. Right, like, it's amazing. Did he go to Rashi Shul? Then Rashi Shul, there's no shayla. Rashi had a mezuzah on the door of a shul. And there's no shayla to himself, you don't need one. I didn't put one up anyway to make the Balvatan happy, whatever. I don't know.
But don't you need the mezuzah in the place where you leave?
Yes, that's the background, right? So that's what he did. Rav Huda, that was really his house. So of course you need one.
Nobody leaves.
No, because the Gemara says Rogel. But nobody lives in a shul. What?
Exactly.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Because the Sefer Torah. But isn't that what Korach? Isn't that what Korach asked Moshe Rabbeinu? In a room full of Sefer Torah, you have to put a mezuzah on, right? And the answer was yeah, right? Like he said, that doesn't make any sense, right? The answer doesn't make any sense. You're right. The whole thing is a shmirah. What's better than the Sefer Torah, right? But I hear you. It's interesting. Look,
the Sefer Torah has, you shouldn't need a mezuzah. You do, right?
Right. It's interesting. Very interesting. Okay. We have 10 minutes to the entire. Oh my goodness. Amr Zeh, Rav Masna, Mar Shmuel. Mitzvah l'anicha b'tchilas. Also another issue that comes up. Mitzvah l'anicha b'tchilas shlisha elyon. You put it in the top third. Top third of the doorpost where the mezuzah goes. Rav Huna Amar, magbia min akarka tefach, umarchak min akor tefach. No. You have to leave a tefach from the ceiling and a tefach from the floor. V'chol pesach kulo kosher mezuzah. Everywhere else is kosher. According to him, you can put it below your knees. as long as it's a tefach off the ground. Right? Meisei, wait a minute. Now, b'yam in a karka tefach, u'machim in a kor tefach, v'chol pesach kula kashal mezuzah, that's the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Uksartem uksartem. We're going to make a little bit of a reference to tefillin. Mak, shir, begova, just like tefillin, the knot on your head, high up, apsiva begova, so too mezuzah has to be high up. So it's a machloket, tanoim, so be shlom al Ravuna, huda amok Rav Yehuda. Ravuna can hold like Rav Yehuda. But Shmuel, who said the top third, el Shmuel lamanda amar. Where does the top third come from? It's lo kirab Yehuda, lo kirab Yossi. That's like nobody. Amalei, Ravuna, braid of nothing, lo alam kirab Yossi. Really, he holds like Rav Yossi. Umay, tchilat shlisha el yom, dika amar. What does it mean the top third that Shmuel said? He didn't mean Dafka has to be mamish in the top third. But, Larachika, you have to leave it a little bit off the top. Shalachika menakora, shalmaila, yotza mishlish. That you have to have it more, you can't have it more than a third away from the roof. Okay? And, of course, as everything else, there's a machlokas we showed him what to do. According to the Rosh, you should have it at the beginning of the top third, up to the mashkel, up to the top. You do not have to have the tefach off the top. I have a relative who took a tape measure, and he measured each mashkel, each thing, and he puts it mamish at the third, at the top third, mamish, not 1 millimeter above. Now, that's like not like the Rosh, not like the Rosh, that's like the Rambam. That's what the Rambam is going to say. Okay, and then the Kudus HaKetzef says, we pass it like the Rosh. Which is the Nkudas HaKetzef, by the way, it's the Shach. He passed up the Rosh. The Rambam holds, no, the Chachila, you should do a mamash at the top third. And the Yavid, if you made it higher, it's good. Okay, very nice. Look at top Tosfos. Tosfos says, listen to this Tosfos. Shil Yotzar, lo yachri kerem and am tikra. Don't have it too far away from the ceiling. Ubi Yerushalmi mash and perfect the Megillah, the Kishah Pesach go baharbe. The Pesach is very tall. Menicha kineged seifav. You put it shoulder length. V'cholek al shas shalonu. That's not like we pass it. We can have it. Wait, if it's 30-foot room, what do? So the Yerushalayim will put it on the shoulder length. Way below. Third. Right? Right. That's how we hold. No one said that. Again, very interesting. Very interesting.
You don't have to kiss it.
So many, you don't have to. As a matter of fact, there's no makar like that in shas. The only Makar was, remember that Makar about kissing mezuzah? Uncle was. Right, when the uncle was being taken out, there's a story that he had that in Avodah Zarah. Right, he kissed the mezuzah. The question is, did he kiss it with his mouth or did he kiss it with his hand?
Did he kiss it straight up
or right? We don't know. Who said that? He touched it with his hand?
Rabbi
Razak. Right, because to touch it with your mouth is a funny thing to do. You ever saw anyone do that? To do it to Sifrei Torah, people do that. People do it with their hand also. Right. But that's because of chinuch. You ever seen an adult do that? You see an adult walk into a room and kiss the mezuzah with his unusual. Unusual. Okay, next. Amar Rava. Right. Mitzvah lahanicha betepa hasamach l'rishos harabim. So mitzvah to put it by the entranceway closest to the rishos harabim. Why? My timer. Rabbanan amri k'dei sheyifka b'mezuzah. So the first thing you do when you come home, you bump into the mezuzah. It's the first part of your property. Miyad, right away. Rav Chinana Misura Amar, it should be a shmira on more property. The further out it is, the more property it protects. Amar Rav Chinana Baruch, look how Hashem is so different than everybody else. Baza V'dam, Melech Yoshe B'shnim B'fnim, the king is the most protective. The Am, Mishamrin Otsa Mebechut. He had all the guards outside. Meaning the Kodesh Baruch Hu is just the opposite. Ain't okay. Avadav Yoshin Bifnim. All the Avadim are inside. So who? Mishamrin Bibachot. And he is on the outside by the mezuzah guarding you. Shinamar, like it says, Hashem Shemarecha Hashem Tzalchal Yadim Minacha. Darsh of Yosef, Reid the Rava, Mishreid the Rava, Hemik La Tefa Sula. If you establish a Tefa, it's puzzle. What does that mean? Later in the Sayyid, let's see what it means. Hiniyach Tefatin. If you put a board, O shatala oleha malabein, or you put a brick, im yesh sham tefach, sharach mezuzah acher. If it's a tefach of space, you have to put a mezuzah. Im lab, ain sharach mezuzah acher. You don't have to put another mezuzah. Kitanya hi, you know what it's talking about? The Pesach Shechari Hadela. It's a Pesach behind the door. Basically, what that means is like this. It's an L-shaped room, L-shaped house. And you have two doors on the corner of the L. A door and a door. How many mezuzahs do you need? It depends. If there's a board there or a brick separating the two, you need two mezuzahs. And if not, one mezuzah is enough. It's really one door. That's all he says. And the Gemara says, wait a minute. Haba hajikatani law. But that case is said straight out. Pesach shachari hadelet. If you have a door like an L shape, in the Yesham Tefach, Tarak mezuzah achera. If there's a tefach of space, you have to put two mezuzahs. Beim lav, in a Tarak mezuzah achera. And if not, one mezuzah suffices. So the Gemara answers, no, kesed katani. Right. We said a halacha. Now, what's an example of that halacha? Oh, the example is an L-shaped doorway. You have two doors there. What do? So the answer is, it depends. If there's like a demarcation there that it's two doorways, you need two tefachim. You need two mezuzahs. And if not, you can get away with one tefach. Tana, hamid la malabin shel kanim. If you set up some kind of mashkof of reeds, chotech shifoferet, you cut out a hollow, umenicha, and you put the mezuzah in there. That's if you first establish it and then you cut it out. So you, but if you cut it out, if you cut it out, put the mezuzah in, and then fashion it into the doorway, that's psula katastav lomen asuri. You put the mezuzah, that's what kind of case this is.
You put the reeds on first and drop it in?
Right. What?
You put it in the case, but you put the case in the door.
Right? No, that's not the case. Someone put, you know, in other words, you imagine this. You have the wood in the lumber yard. You go to the lumber yard. You take your mezuzah. You bang it into a post, and then you bring that post and you put it into the doorway. That's what he's saying. That's the case. Is that? That's basically what he's saying. You can't do that. Correct. That never says stuck now. But Amar Rava, Hani Pitzchei Shimai, Peturim Min Mezuzah. A pitzchei shimai is part of a mezuzah. My pitzchei shimai, what is that? Pligiba Rav Ruchume Ba'aba Yosi Chal Amar Delesle Tikra. One says it doesn't have a top. The Chal Amar Delesle Shikufi. One says it doesn't have, the walls are jagged. So there's nowhere to put the mezuzah. The walls are not smooth, they're jagged. Okay? Amar Rabba Bar Shil Amar Chista Asadra, a porch, which only has three sides, Petur Min HaMezuzah. L'fish Ein Ba Petimin. It doesn't have Petimin. See, even our posts on the side. It's like a hallway. There's no post. There's nowhere to put the mezuzah. Ha yesh la petimin chayeves. And if it had petimin, it would be chayev. L'chidik tikru da aviti. You're only doing it to give strength to the whole porch. That's not a doorpost. Hechi ka ahachi kama. Af al pishi yesh la petimin. No, even if it does have the post, it's still possible. It's still petura. Why? It's only there to give support. That's not a doorpost. Amar Baya, Chazin lo las belide debe mar. I saw the house of Mar. This like Petimi. It had those posts, but let's say mezuzah didn't have mezuzah. Why? Because Amar lachizik tikrahu davide. It's only there for support. It's not a door. Meitve beishar is like a tiny little guardhouse. Achsadra, a porch, or pesach, another kind of porch. Chiyav is b'mezuzah, do'achayav is b'mezuzah. The Gemara answers, b'achsadra debay Rav. It was an achsadra of Rav, which had four doorways. Had four, you know, complete doorways. Achsadra debay Rav, in the room al yisihi, it's a complete room. The Gemara answers, b'achsadra romasei. It was all made out of windows. Therefore, it looked like some kind of like a greenhouse, right? And even though it's still chayav in mezuzah, okay. A few more minutes, I'll try to get to the bottom. Amar Chavach, Amar Behuda, Bar Bei Hirziki chayav shtei mezuzahs. A Bei Hirziki requires two mezuzahs. My Bei Hirziki, what is that? Amar Papa Sava Mishrei Derav Bei Shar Hapasuach LeChatzer. It's like a guardhouse opens up into a chatzer. Ubat the pasuach lebei Shar. It's like a little room. And then a little room and then a bigger room. So a little tiny room and then a bigger room. One building. And therefore, you need two mezuzahs. One in the little entrance and one in the big entrance. Tana Rabbanan, Beishar, HaPasuach Ledina, if a Beishar opens up into a garden, or a Kitonis, a Kitonis is also like a bigger room, Rabbi Yossi Omer, You need a ketonet. You go after the ketonet. And therefore you chayev. The chacham amrim, you don't kebei shahar. You go after the bei shahar, and therefore it's potter. Rav Shmuel, Darim Tavayu, Rav Shmuel both said, Megina labayis, from a gina to a house, kuli alma lo pligi, the chayev. My time, why you chayev? Be a debayisu, because you're going into the house. So I think that, Ki pligi, when do they argue? Mibayis legina. From the, going from the house, it's the garden. Mar sever, Rabbi Yossi holds, ketonis ikker. Zikr is the ketonis, therefore you chayev. Meaning, because it's a, why? Because it's a house. Umar Savar, Gina Iker, the garden is the Iker, and therefore you're going to be potter. Why? Because a garden is potter mezuzah, it's not a house. So that's a machlokas that we have like that. Okay, we'll rush at the end, I'm sorry, we'll rush at the end to finish the das, but we spent a lot of time on Amar Aleph, and I think already tomorrow we're going to go on to Tefillin. The mezuzah first, and then it goes on to Tefillin. So this is one of the biggest, most important das and shas about mezuzah. Right? We had other das in the Yuma, we spoke about different kinds of houses that required a mezuzah. We didn't really discuss that. A little bit here at the end. Right? It's more and more of the fundamentals of mezuzah. All right? Everyone have a good day, and we'll pick up here tomorrow. Yeah.